You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Orioles have raised tickets, prices, season ticket prices. We got that news yesterday, and it was not received well at all. Fans started instantly on social media, online. I got several calls as if there's something that I can do about it. 2016, this team went to the playoffs. They lost in the wild card game. You remember, up in Toronto. The next year, they came back. I think they won on opening day on a walk-off with Adam Jones against the Twins, if I'm not mistaken, in 2017. But they finished 75-87. The next year, they went 47-115. That was the year they traded Manny Machado, Buck Showalter's final year. That year, the morale was so low on his team that it was unbelievably low. It was beyond low. I mean, you went 47 games out of 162. That'll tell you where the morale is. Is this the lowest that the morale has been since 2018? Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's good, Rob? How you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Real good. What up, Ed?
What's up, man?
Yeah, not a whole lot. Yeah, I mean, raising the prices is kind of a double-edged sword here, Rob, because, yeah, the team was bottom of the barrel results-wise, but somebody's got to pay back the $600 million that the city lent this team. That's how it gets paid back, my friends. It's unfortunate, but that's just how it works.
So is the morale as low as it's been since 2018, Kevin?
Probably worse.
You think the morale is worse?
I'm just having a little bit of a hard time hearing
if
you,
buddy. If the morale is worse, then now you understand. If by his words, the morale is worse than it was 2018.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, you could understand why fans are pushing back.
I mean, think about the whole, if you look at the totality of what happened, you have a rebuild with 6 years in, everyone's excited. You got, you know, Adley on billboards, then they get Gunner, then they get Jackson Holiday, then Westberg is, to me, a big surprise. I had no idea it was going to be that good. And you have all this going on. You win 192 games in 2 years. You go to the playoffs. Don't fare well, but you go to the playoffs. Then disaster strikes. The team is terrible. There's injuries plagued the team. You have to gut the team at the trade deadline. So you lose all the guys you've come to love here. And then, 7 days later, by the way, we're raising ticket prices. It just like, there's nobody in that meeting could have raised their hand and said, excuse me, maybe you want to reconsider this. Maybe another time. Like, Why today? Why, you know, this week? It just, to me, it's like, come on, man. And the problem, and I don't know what happened here. I was in the meeting. Rob was. I wasn't there. But I've been in meetings like that where there's bad decisions being made. And I was always the one to say, excuse me.
That's why I took off yesterday.
Yeah,
that's why I had to go to the meeting.
That's right.
410-583-1057. I can see you now. Excuse me.
That's exactly what I said.
Excuse me. Not excuse me. Excuse me.
That's exactly right.
Daniel in Severna Park. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, Rob. How's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
I could be a lot better. Not too thrilled with what Michael Elias is doing with this team. I blame everything on Michael Elias. Got rid of Brandon Hyde. Still no better. Yes, the injuries were plaguing the team.
You blame the season ticket prices on Michael Elias?
I do not blame.
Oh, okay, all right. No, I'm just making fun of you, Daniel. That's all.
I was going to say I didn't say anything about Michael Elias and the price, but anyway.
Yeah,
Once Michael Elias either straightens himself out or leaves the team, then the morale's coming back. If he did not gut the team, he let all of our big hitters go that we had built up. He's been known to say he's not going to re-sign anybody when their contract's over. So every year we're going to be facing that problem, according to Michael Elias. Michael Elias is the problem.
Hey, thanks a lot, Daniel. I appreciate your call.
I never heard about not re-signing people.
That's assumptions.
Yeah, I mean, he has not shown a propensity for extending people early. Like other teams have extended their stars, their young stars. We have not. That I give you, I'd say yes to.
But he has let us see enough behind the curtain for us to think that he has tried. It's two sides extension.
Right. When you're asked
about Adley Rutschman and your response is, I don't think it's fair to either side for us to talk about those conversations publicly. That tells me there have been conversations.
Yeah.
So you're telling me enough to say, yeah, those conversations have been had, but we're not going to talk about it publicly. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. I mean, morale is low, but I mean, it's nowhere near as low as when we were coming out from 100 lost seasons. I mean, we came into this season, you know, expecting a lot, and we had a clunker of a season. But it's no way. I'm with you, Mike.
I think anybody that thinks the morale is as low as it was that year, they forget how low it was that year. Let's go to Jeff in Westminster. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, one thing nobody's talking about, I'm a season ticket holder, lifetime Orioles fan. I love this organization. But Jacob Calvin-Meyer put this tweet out the other day, and it said, Mike Elias took over as a general manager in November 2018. The Orioles are the only MLB team to have not signed a player to a contract extension of 4 years plus. That's what's frustrating me as a Nose fan. Sign one of these guys.
Hank, can I stop? One second. He has actually tried with Gunnar and he's tried with two, with Holiday and Gunnar, I think it was.
Jeff.
Sports Illustrated reported this. A year ago he did this. So it's, go ahead. I didn't want to cut you off, but I just wanted to let you know. It's documented he's tried to do this, but they both have Scott Boras as an agent.
Yeah, it's two sides to contract extensions, Jeff. Yeah. That's factual, but that's not the whole story. You know, if I'm approaching you, said I want to extend, and your representative is saying, no, we're not extending right now. What do you do? You can't say, well, sign it, or we're not playing you anymore.
Here we go. Boras was interviewed. Noted Orioles have tried to engage in two of his clients, Gunnar Henderson and Jackson Holliday, but long-term extensions. So he has tried, but it's Scott Boras as the agent.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.